And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third meeting of Israel's war cabinet set for Tuesday to decide on a response to Iran's first ever direct attack was put off until Wednesday as Western allies eyed swift new sanctions against Tehran to help dissuade Israel from major escalation. Israel's military chief of staff had promised that Saturday night's launch of more than 300 missiles, cruise missiles, and drones from Iran at Israeli territory will be met with a response, but gave no details. Egypt has kept the Rafah border crossing from Gaza closed to most Palestinians, but one company is offering travel from Gaza into Egypt for thousands of dollars per person, prompting accusations that it's profiteering from refugees. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Egypt has permitted just a single travel agency called Hala to operate cross-border journeys from Gaza into Egypt, what it terms a coordination. The firm is based in the office of its parent company, Organi, in Cairo. Its fees have reportedly risen 14-fold from the pre-war price to $5,000 per adult and half that for children. That's far beyond the means of most Palestinians, especially those who have lost their homes and livelihoods in the war. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Relatives on Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yudi Gordon, whose cousin is believed to have been killed October 7th and his body held captive in the Gaza Strip. This